Shana Tova, and welcome to the Rosh Hashanah special of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I am a current rabbinical student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies in beautiful sunny Los Angeles, California. And for this episode, I am coming at you from beautiful southern New Jersey. If you're like me, you may be feeling totally unprepared for Rosh Hashanah and the high holidays. So cue the Alan Liu jokes. I think for a lot of rabbinical students and rabbis, there's an expectation that we place on ourselves, and that sometimes it feels like others may place on us, that everything we do during the high holidays, every piece of Torah we share needs to be a grand slam. We have to knock it out of the park. And we're left with this question of, you know, to channel my inner Spicoli, what do we do if we're just not feeling it? I think the challenge here is, with these expectations, we put so much pressure on ourselves. And I'm talking about everybody. You don't have to be a rabbi or a rabbinical student or a cantor or anything like that. I think if you're somebody that engages or doesn't engage with the high holidays, there's so much pressure as to what the high holidays should be or what we think we're supposed to get out of it. From these expectations, I think it's really easy to lose sight of what this season is all about. And for me, this time period in the Jewish calendar is about seeing, really seeing where you are, where you've been over the past year, and what's on the fuzzy horizon that's barely discernible. If you're like me, and you're struggling to wrap your head and your heart around the fact that the high holidays are here, I can promise you two things. Number one, you're not the only one. And number two, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, especially if it doesn't feel like it. And here's the important caveat to that second statement. Just because you're exactly where you need to be right now does not mean that you're always supposed to be there. All it means is that this present moment is the moment you need to be in order to bring you to the next moment. And I want us to look at a small piece of Hasidic text today that shows that the Hasidic Rebbe's dreamed that perhaps we even have a say or can be in a process about what that next moment will be. The Hasidic master Zev Wolf of Zhytomyr was a student of the Magid of Mezrich, who was a student of the Baal Shem Tov. And Zev Wolf of Zhytomyr passed away in 1798, just to have some context as to where this piece of text is coming from. But he taught that on Rosh Hashanah, the world is recreated. And so all of God's names are once again drawn into a single unity. On this day of judgment, it's decided what name of God will descend on each individual that year. Listening to the sound of the shofar, we can each discover which name will descend upon us. I think this is a fascinating idea and a great piece of framing of what the high holiday season is about. And it also brings up some questions. How do we know, or how do we determine what name of God is going to fill our coming year? And it seems like we have the ability to discern what that name is going to be. I like the idea of listening to the sound of the shofar, and we can expand out on that and go beyond just hearing the physical shofar during services. But this idea of listening to what is around us, and perhaps even more importantly, listening to what is inside of us, to be able to perceive what is it that is going to be the overarching theme or the overarching name of God that influences what this coming year is all about for us. And so this text brings this idea that there are markers to guide us along the way. If we're able to pay attention to these markers, we're able to figure out what's going to be the thing that keeps this year all together and what connects the dots. It's about perceiving what's before us in order to get what we need, rather than to get what we want or to get what we think we need or think we want. That listening to the shofar in the largest sense is about dissolving those expectations and really being honest with what's in front of us and what's inside us. And I even want to push this idea of a name of God that governs what your year will be like to perhaps there are even trends and cycles for the whole community, the whole world, as to what each year is going to be about. And I think we have tools in our Judaic and our spiritual toolkit to help figure out what that could be. So one of the tools that I like to turn to that I think is really interesting, and I've used it in other drashot, other episodes, is gematria. So I want us to look at what the gematria of this coming year is. And this year is, in the Jewish calendar, 5782. And if we take that year and we add up all the digits, we get 22. And the word yachad has the same numeric value as 22. Therefore, yachad is somehow connected to this new year. And yachad translates as togetherness, as union, as community. And what I take from this is that this year, the charge of this year, is to come together, to be in community, to exist in deep relationship. And yet, if this year is supposed to be brought together by coming together and community, of joining in shared responsibility, how do we square this with the intense introspection of the high holiday season? This highlights the seeming tension between us as individuals and our relationships with other people. And it teases out that question of how can we, quote unquote, make things better? To resolve the tension between the individual and community, one of the things that somebody who I always come back to his teachings is Ram Dass. And Ram Dass has this great teaching on relationships. And he said, "I can do nothing for you but work on myself. You can do nothing for me but work on yourself." Ultimately, in order to become closer with one another, in order to foster community and union and togetherness, to become closer with each other, we first must become closer with ourselves. It's this renewed effort of this quote-unquote work on ourselves that empowers us to strengthen our connections with those in our lives. And really, we have to come together within ourselves first. And in doing so, we can come together and exist in deep community with those around us, with our friends, our family, our colleagues, our co-workers, and perhaps even people that we disagree with and people that we don't see eye to eye with. And if we can use this time period to do the inner work, ultimately that will ripple out into our relationships. And I think the way we can embody this idea of yachad, of togetherness, for this new year is by working on ourselves. My bracha, my blessing for this Rosh Hashanah and for this new year of 5782 is that may we be gentle with ourselves. May we be gentle with each other. May we take an honest, unflinching look at where we are, regardless of where our expectations say we should be. And may we open ourselves up to perceiving that name of God, that new, unique light, which will illuminate our path in the coming year. Shana Tova.